This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 707. There's no magic to Jane's overall 7.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll talk to Jane, a three-key student who got the overall 7 she needed on her second try and increased her IELTS writing score by a whole band point. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Welcome to the show. We have a very special guest today who is staying up very late in order to talk to you guys. Jane, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
No, thank you for having me.
So guys, Jane and I actually had some technical difficulties, but we are recording again because it's important you guys get this advice from her. So Jane is a three-key student and she recently took the exam. Jane, what were your recent IELTS scores?
So the last time when I took my IELTS and a good result, like overall 7.
Awesome.
With, it was 8 in listening, 7 in writing, 6.5, both in speaking and reading.
Okay, that's fantastic. So are you done with IELTS now?
Luckily, yes.
Yay!
Thank you so much. So my certificate will be valid for 2 years, I hope.
Nice.
I think.
Okay, super cool. So was that the first time you'd taken the test or had you taken it before?
No, of course, no, I didn't believe it's possible to take for the first time. No, it was my second attempt.
Okay.
Yeah, as the experience showed, this most successful one.
Okay, and what did you get the first time you took the test?
So the overall was 6.5 with listening 7.5, reading was 6, speaking was 6.5, and writing 6.
Okay, so increases in 3 of the sections. So listening increased by half a band, reading by half a band, and writing by a whole band. So I'm sure there are so many listeners out there who are stuck at that 6 or 6.5 in writing. It is so tough to break past that 7. So let's focus on this. How did you do it? How did you increase your writing score by a whole band point?
Yeah, so I totally believe it's all about practice. And as far as I remember, I wrote a bunch of different essays and I was brainstorming constantly with my friends and at the streets, so I was into that process all the time. So,
how many practice essays do you think you wrote?
Oh my god, I think it was 50 in part one and around 30 in part two. Yeah,
that's amazing. And let's talk about the brainstorming because I love your ideas for how to improve that aspect of writing. So tell us how you improved your brainstorming.
So,
how many practice essays do you think you wrote?
You know, I think that the more you do, the better. So even then, I didn't have time to write the whole essay with a lot of high-level vocabulary. I was trying to interact with my friends and discussing the IELTS topics whenever I have time. So I just truly advise everybody to get any chance to practice that, even with your loved ones, family, friends.
Yeah, totally.
At your work, whenever, because the topic of IELTS are extremely important and those issues are worth to discuss. So
Yeah. And I mean, it could be interesting as well to have these conversations. Like these, I mean, what makes writing task two and speaking part three difficult is these aren't things that we usually think about. I mean, very few people have like talk about the disadvantages of living in a rural town or like the positive aspects of improving the school curriculum in elementary school. Like people don't actually talk about these things all the time, right?
Exactly. So, we live busy lives, so and it's a good way to mold your personal opinion on those matters. So
were you nervous at all when you like approached your friends and asked them to help you practice for IELTS?
No, actually, whenever we were out, they asked me, so what are the topics?
They were
very supportive in that term, and I was encouraged to keep going. And
yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that's incredibly supportive.
It is so important to have a supportive community when you're doing IELTS because it can be easy to get discouraged. It can be so easy to become lost and lose your motivation. Guys, if you are a three-key student, I do encourage you to be an active participant in our Facebook group because this is really such a supportive and motivational community for everyone. I mean, even you, Jane, you came back to the Facebook group and shared your results. Why did you decide to do that?
Oh, so you know, I felt like I was in the kind of during those 2 weeks while I was waiting for my results, I was in kind of hypnosis state. So I wasn't so clear because I was pretty sure that I had to retake my exam. And after I got my result, I felt like there is something missing. I didn't finish the process till the end. I was joking as far as I remember. I'm like, okay, it's a Facebook group. Of course, I have to share with all the friends and partners who I was practicing with. Because first of all, I would like to, just to put the fat point in my story. And to share my experience. Maybe it would be valuable for others.
Yeah, for sure. Hello, lovely listeners. If you want the same increases in your IELTS scores, we guarantee that 3Keys IELTS will increase your IELTS score, or we pay for your exam and the cost of the course. So there's nothing to lose. Sign up. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course, or allearsenglish.com/coach for the course and Skype classes with me. I think it's very beneficial to see that just it's possible, right? Because I think the process, it's easy to think like, oh my gosh, I can never get a 7 in writing. I can never get in like the overall I need.
Exactly what I thought. Yeah. And every time when I approached the group and I was reading some extremely happy review about the program, about the system, about the score, I was, oh my God, I'm not going to be one of the students. And I was thinking, oh my God, it's so amazing. You got the score you need. You're done. But it's not true. Everybody can do that.
Yes.
And it's all about time and your commitment.
I love it. So let's talk a little bit more about the writing. So you talked about how to improve just that fundamental ability to have ideas and brainstorm, which, guys, it's necessary. You have to be able to do that. But what about while you're writing your essay? What do you think helped you there?
I think having the solid structure in your mind template will help you. First of all, we'll save time on test day and will help you to think faster. I consider myself as a low thinker. And it's my weak point. So I had to work a lot on molding my structure regarding all of those essay, all of the type of the essay. And for somebody, maybe it wouldn't be so complicated as it was for me.
But, oh gosh, you should speak more confidently about yourself. You just got a 7 on writing. Like, that's amazing.
I mean, you have to go through this, through all of this type of essay and touch and feel what you will answer for every, because every essay is totally different, and you have to differently approach agreement, discussion, solution, yeah, everything. And you have to have a kind of scenario in your mind.
Totally.
What if I get this one? And actually, before my test day, I was reading some kind of tips on the blog for peace before, just about the essay, agree or disagree.
Awesome.
And it was greatly helped me, because the 15 minutes I spent made me more confident with the approach. So just a little bit refreshed my mind.
I love it. No, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So yeah. Guys, like, whichever section you feel the least confidence in, like, save 10 to 20 minutes the morning of your exam just to focus on that, right? Just to refresh your knowledge of that. And also, I think, I want to tell everybody I have a little bit of a cold, so I'm sorry if you hear me sniffling in the background sometimes. But I also want to remind people that, like, the self-motivation, the affirmations are so important, because, I mean, Jane, like, you wrote almost like 100 essays in your practice. I mean, that should give you confidence, because you could tell yourself the morning of the exam, like, I have done everything possible to get a good score here. I did the whole writing module. I know every type of essay. And I think the benefit of doing so many practices like you did is gaining the flexibility, because I still see that missing sometimes, because students feel so narrow-minded about, like, I have to write an argument essay, or this is a problem-solution essay, when the fact of the matter is there are more and more mixed question types these days, right? So, like, you really do have to learn all the rules, but then be able to be flexible with them. So, okay, I love it. Jane, do you have any last tips for future test takers out there on how they can get their overall 7 or higher?
So, as I mentioned already, it's all about practice. The more you practice, the better, and there is no magic.
Yes.
And nobody will get the score who instead of you. So, but what I want to share is that it was my perception that I couldn't get a score which I needed if I didn't finish my essay. And what I've done on my test day, since I had only 5 minutes left, and I decided to convey my ideas more clearly, and I jumped from introduction to summary, and decided to express clearly my ideas about this essay as much as I could. And yeah, I didn't finish my first paragraph. So, I mean, I didn't know about that. And I was just, I acted according to the situation. And
yes.
I think I did best what I could during my short 5 minute period.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So,
guys,
yeah.
Like, okay, so Jane didn't even finish the third paragraph of her task 2 essay. She got the first, second, and fourth done, but then she didn't have time to finish the third one, and she still got an overall 7. Like, this is the strength of having all of this knowledge, all these strategies, and all of that hard work. That is amazing.
Yeah, and I wish I knew this before, since I was stressing out because of that point.
Right?
I was pretty sure that there is no way to get 96.5, not talking about 7. So, but I want to that everybody will know about that kind of
that
maybe
is good
strategy,
to know.
Maybe kind of, I don't know. But
that's possible, for sure. Okay, Jane, thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your story with everyone.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
All right, Jane, enjoy your evening, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.